Oh my God, the Toddcast is back, and I am John. I've missed you all. Guess who's with me this time?
I am Chip.
Dirt. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not Groot?
I am Groot.
That's all I'm gonna say tonight.
Groot Chip.
I am Chip.
Hey, I found out what Groot actually was yesterday. It's actually like a way of making beer. It's like part of how you make some certain beers. And I was
possibly a Groot beer.
It is.
I want some Groot beer.
Right. So, who else is here?
I'm Lance.
Oh, wow. Brand new. Lance, you've only been with the company, what, 6 months? 7 months?
6 months, Chip. October.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We hired you in the fall.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, we're at C3 tonight. It's been a while since we've done this from here, too. So, good times. All right, we have a lot of stuff to cover, considering we haven't done one of these since, like, November. So, first we're going to talk about the shameless self-promotion. We have a con coming up. It's next weekend. Three Rivers Comic Con coming at you. May 21st, 22nd. Actually, it's the Century 3 Mall in a giant 45,000 square foot space. It's ridiculous. We have like, 88 artist spaces plus more that are actually going to be interweaved in publisher booths. Plus, like 60 vendors or something like that. It's crazy.
Any pop vinyl vendors?
I know one guy said he, instead of bringing comics, was just going to bring a lot of toys because there were already a lot of comics, guys. So you'll be excited.
Sweet. That is indeed exciting.
It's a lot of fun. So we're gonna have a lot of people. The coolest part is that we made a beer. And Chip and I had some today, and it was delicious.
It's a good beer.
It's 11.5%.
It's a strong beer, too.
Somebody should have saved some for me.
Ah, I'm sure you'll get your own.
You're cut off.
You're already cut off.
I need none. What is it, like 12?
11.5.
Yeah, no, I don't. Nope.
So it is an Imperial Russian Stout made by Helltown. Every year we're going to make a new beer. It's kind of cool. We had the label made by Joe Linsner. We call it Dark Dawn Stout because of that. Darkest Dawn Stout is
that
actually,
one.
I believe.
Darkest.
Yeah. It's really, really tasty. Super tasty. Everyone should come out and get it for the $40. Buy the party. Get a bottle. Hang out. You got to be 21 or over. Yeah, so the show is from 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday. And tickets start at $10 a day.
Wait. Lance, test.
Oh, there you go.
Go.
Lance, what are the ticket prices?
So tickets to either individual Saturday or Sunday is $10. A weekend pass is $15. For $25, you can get VIP access, including an extra free graphic novel and possible swag while supplies
definite
last.
Definite swag.
Definite swag while supplies last. And that includes did I mention the half an hour early entry?
Ooh, both days?
Both days.
Both days.
And then for the $40 package, you get all of that, and on top of it, you get to attend a catered party with the Darkest Dawn Stout, including a pint of the Darkest Dawn?
It's more than a pint.
Pint and some odd?
Pint and some odd.
Pint plus.
It's a bomber.
Is there a shirt?
A bomber. Not for the stout. Oh, but you get a shirt for the VIP and the beer party. Yeah,
that would be the guaranteed swag.
And everyone gets a Awake Zero variant done by Blankenship out of the guy that works for Action Lab. It's really cool. He did a cool Pittsburgh cover with the fountain at the point and the incline on it, plus the. Like everybody from Awake on there. And then the VIPs get a Phantom variant from Hermes Press. And then the beer party variant or beer party guys get a 4001 AD Pierre Perez variant from Valiant on top. All of those variants you can actually buy at our booth. At guest services for $5 each, at like in addition to whatever you get. So, say you bought the VIP, but you don't want to go to the beer party. You can spend the extra $5 and get that. So, That's pretty good. Good job, Lance.
Thanks.
All right, Lance. Who's coming to the con of note? Five people. Give me five people.
I actually have no clue. I don't know creators yet.
Chip, give me five.
Joe Lisner.
Yay.
Ron Friends.
Yay.
Justin Jordan.
Yay.
Spike.
Spike Bowen.
He's a cool. Yeah, Spike Bowen.
Yeah, I saw him today. He's a good dude.
Love Spike.
The Green Lantern guy from the 90s.
Daryl Banks. Nice. That's five, but you can keep going.
That might be it.
John Tottleben, guy who did Saga Swamp Thing. Yeah. First guy to ever draw John Constantine.
That's actually the only name I recognize out of any of this. Mm-hmm. And Spike. But that's
DJ Kaufman, who's done Hero by Night and did all the our
Walking
art
Dead
for the
cover
thing.
Guy for that one.
Jim Rugg, who also did Aphrodisiac and Street Angel, which is an awesome book if you haven't read it. Kevin Maguire.
That's a big name.
Yeah, he's just a little bit big. There's a lot of cool guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. Pat Olive.
Olive.
Okay, I have a con resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I want to know five of the names coming to the con. Okay. Since I have no idea about creators or teams.
It's going to be a fun time for Lance.
So they'll either make it easy on you and get some really big names.
Right. We could. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. So, there's also a statue unveiling.
Forgot about that.
A Magic the Gathering Grand Prix trial. And when you buy into it, it gets you the day pass for Saturday. Same thing with the HeroClix event, gets you a day pass for Saturday. Loose D&D events at the store.
Any gaming
there around the corner. There are some gaming vendors, like Four Horsemen's coming, okay, and cool. they normally vend game stuff.
Why was I not
thinking of this? Oh, sorry, Lance. Hey, Lance, did you hear that there's gaming vendors?
No, so, but I'm very excited.
How about that? it's going to be a good time. Everybody needs to come out and check it out. T-Fizz will be there with all their t-shirts. They're pretty crazy, fun dudes. And, I'm trying to think of this. There's a charity. There's a charity auction, so you can put in your chance to win a bunch of cool art donated by all of our guests, and all of the money from that, a portion of the proceeds go to Extra Life, which is a really awesome charity. If you haven't checked that out before, it deals with a lot of gaming and it supports the Children's Miracle Network. Also, at the 501st/Rebel Legion/Extra Life booth, you can play Battlefront against a Stormtrooper and or Jedi and or Imperial Guard and or Imperial Officer and just Bobby in many, many...
I forgot.
Bobby in many of his options.
Is he the main...
We're going to add him to the list of famous people.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Lynn will be there.
That's giving him a little bit of credit.
Right. Okay. But anyway, Bobby's going to be there in his, six different outfits, and he's going to play Battlefront against you for 5 minutes for $5 minimum donation. And it's a lot of fun. We're calling it Battlefront Galactic Showdown. So, and Dirk Manning's coming. There's a lot more bigger names coming, too. It's pretty crazy.
Find out.
Don Simpson. What?
Find out.
You can't say
it. All right, no English.
You English
find
good.
Out who else is coming by checking the website.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Or stopping in and getting your own free preview guide.
Truth. So if you go to www.3riverscomicon.com.
The number 3 rivers.
comicon.com. And check it out. You can check out all the artists. Yes, we just put the floor plan up. We have not put the booth assignments yet. We're almost ready for that, but that should be up soon. We just booked Steve Geiger today. He's a kind of a famed inker.
Did he
a lot of Incredible Hulk inkers.
Contraption that tracks radiation.
No, not that Geiger. not the Geiger
wrong
counter
Geiger.
Guy.
Would it be wrong if I asked him to count something for me?
Maybe.
You think he'd get mad?
I don't know.
I think you should spill radio.
No, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go up and go, one! What does that mean? I'm counting Geigers.
Oh.
I mean, you could just.
He's actually the second Geiger I've ever met, so.
You could stand behind him and just.
I'd be like, two!
For like 2 hours.
Could you follow me around and just go.
When you get close to him, just. That'd be crazy.
All right, you might not.
Anyway. All right, cool. Anyway, check out the con. It's good times. Next week, it's first annual, so it's going to be huge. Packing a lot of stuff into a very small space. Actually, it's not a very small space. It's a pretty huge space, but we're packing it full. It's going to be good. We're sold out, too. It's going to be crazy. Anyway, all right. So
vendor and artist space, not tickets to the show.
Correct. My bad. It's late.
Somebody else said that, too. I was like, no.
Not sold out. No. Don't make people think that.
We're sold out of spaces. We are not sold out of tickets.
Wait, do they know where they can get their tickets?
Oh, yeah. You can get your tickets at the website. You can get the tickets at our Facebook page. And you can also save on fees by going into the store, your local Indie Comics.
$2 or $3 fee if you do it online? You should come into the store. We'll help you out.
It's like a 10%. Ooh-ish yeah, fee, that's 10 to 15% fee, but you save on that when you buy it in-store at New Dimension Comics. So there are 6 locations you can go and buy them at. Go do it. Do it.
And from what I understand, there is a soft cap on people who can attend the beer party, so if you're looking for the Darkest on Stout, head out first.
It is true. It is starting to creep up, so make sure you come and get your tickets. Good times, bros.
I don't know. I kind of just don't want to hit the cap, and then I can just have all the extras.
Me too.
All right, we'll split it.
I think
we'll
told Todd that I want my next bonus paid in beer.
That is probably a good thing.
Specifically, Darkest Dawn. I just want cases of Darkest. I won't have to buy beer forever. So anyway, all right. So last weekend though was kind of a nerd holiday. It was Free Comic Book Day. This was the first year we didn't do any sales really. Nothing huge, at least. How do you guys think it went?
Good.
I abstain.
The energy level was the same. Like
I agree.
With the huge sale, like the first couple hours because of the huge rush wasn't there, but very similar to prior Free Comic Book Days, once the rush started of the people just there, you know, like the Free Comic Book Day celebrators who were just free books and buying stuff.
Right.
They weren't really out for the sales. The energy was there. Like it was consistent.
Yeah. It's definitely a day about like goodwill and, you know, like just celebrating being nerds and just hanging out and getting some free cool stuff and coming to check out stuff. And I think this is the first year I saw more people buying and getting free books than just getting free books and walking out, though. Like, I didn't see a lot of just free books and walking out or as many per capita that I saw in previous years.
It was definitely hopping when I stopped in.
Okay.
So, I mean, I was here pretty early before the mall, you know, our normal opening time, and it was already consistent and hopping, so.
Sweet. It felt like everybody did pretty well. Across the board. Oh, sorry, jeez. Oh, my God. I'm so tired.
No yawning.
I might be the young one here because I am not tired at all.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired.
Lance,
you're
like, mutant.
I feel like Ken. It's like a Ken sound. Anyway, we had a good time at Free Comic Day. Thanks for everybody who came out. You guys had a couple artists and comic book pit guys here.
Nathaniel Batchelor and I can't remember the other two names.
I mean,
Sean Atkin,
right? And Sean Atkins, he's a good dude.
Facebook doesn't tell me anything. No, I could. Maybe. Can't remember. She was awesome though.
Oh yeah,
somebody could tell me.
I can't remember her name either, but her art was pretty good.
Yeah,
I wasn't here when she was here.
I'm so
Nathaniel
sorry.
Drew me a Hal Jordan, so I was excited.
Yeah, he drew me a.
Did you draw your Rat Queen?
Yeah,
nice.
Hannah nice. From Rat Queens, and it was fantastic.
It's cool. And you guys had Stormtroopers, which is always fun. The videos of that on YouTube are always hilarious, and Facebook every year.
They like riding the carousel.
Yeah, they do. Mills did well. They had stuff out there, too. And our Ohio store had their first Free Comic Book Day, and it did really well. So everybody did really, 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 really good. All right, so because there's way too many comics that have come out in the span of time that we haven't done one of these, we're basically going to talk about the pop culture stuff. We're going to start with movies. We're going to take a break in the middle of it to talk about some nerd TV, and then we're going to talk about more movies. So we're going to start chronologically with Star Wars. So how did everybody like Star Wars?
I'll let you rant for like 10 minutes. Go ahead.
It's on my weekly watch list at this point. Like, like all the other ones we've seen dozens and dozens of time over 30 years, and now I have to
catch up.
The watch count on this one has to catch up. So I watch it a lot, and just I'm in love with it. Like, right. It's just there. It brought Star Wars back. Like, it was just this fading, weird thing that George Lucas was kind of devolving it into, and then it just brought it back and embraced all of the stuff that he had kind of moved on from.
So, as somebody who grew up with all that weird stuff being my Star Wars,
you mean by weird stuff you mean prequels?
Yeah, I mean Jar Jar Binks. I mean Jar Jar Binks.
Ugh, so sorry, Lance.
That was my movie.
We don't say that name.
Yeah, that was my
Misa gonna kill you.
That was my.
We don't say that
first.
Name.
That was my first Star Wars movie. So with that being my history, you know, seeing that first and then seeing all the others, and definitely fantastic. Like, there was some weird stuff going on in that that prequel trilogy, and this has none of that. It felt so good, and I wasn't hyped like everyone else was, and I went and saw it and came out as hyped as everyone. So
yeah, I kind of feel the same. It was very like there's this like this moment where it just was very like everything felt right in the universe when you come out of that for the first time, and it was just very, very, very solid. I really enjoyed it. I try to have it on my weekly watch list, but my problem is I always put it in way late. And so, like, I end up falling asleep.
Oh, I don't watch it all the way through. Like, I'll watch, like, the first part and, like...
Oh, no. I totally... I totally get to the point where, like, where Rey, like, grabs the lightsaber in the box and has the flashback scene. Mm. And then I fall asleep and I wake up to Han death. And I'm like...
Spoilers!
I'm like, oh. He's touching his face and falling in a pit.
I mean, you could be like Bobby and just like be screaming at the screen for 10 minutes. Don't go! Why are you walking on the bridge? Stop it! He's gonna kill you!
You dumbass! What are you doing? Yeah, it was interesting, but it was a fun time. So yeah, in consensus, good freaking movie. If you guys haven't watched it, you should. Where have you been? If you haven't watched this,
how have you survived?
How have you not watched this, nerds? Yeah.
If you're listening to this, you probably have seen it. Like, there's no way if you're listening to this, you haven't seen it.
Right.
I mean, I'm gonna break all the. I mean, I'm on this, and I haven't seen like three of the movies on this list, so we probably shouldn't say that.
All right, next one, which I actually just bought today because I needed this in my collection so I can watch it on Sunday because I may actually get my wife to watch this because I can be like, hey, Ryan Reynolds is in this. Deadpool. Because it came out on DVD this week and Blu-ray this week. Watched this movie and you have kids,
it's not a kid.
Don't let your kids watch this freaking movie. And I don't care if you yell at me and tell me I'm parenting your kid, because there is a 10-minute sex montage in this movie.
It's not 10 minutes.
It's probably like
it's
5.
It's 5 minutes.
It's the relationship growth evolution montage, but it is
pretty
various
much, yeah.
Sex moves.
For
and
various
holidays. And
there is full-on stripper scenes, like, and with full frontal. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Don't take your kids unless they know what the birds and the bees are. That's
but,
what,
be,
that's
be
what
17
I'll
to get into this and 13 to enjoy the jokes.
But
yes.
But if
contradiction.
But if you haven't seen it, watch it because it's fantastic.
Yes.
I think probably out of the ones I've seen, I enjoyed this one most and I was least excited for it.
Really?
Yeah, I have no connection to any comics character.
Fair enough.
As a
you
new
are
a
noob.
Yeah, a new reader, so and I always just found him tiring because everyone's, Deadpool's the best. So
yeah, I get really tired of the bro pools, like the guys who don't actually read it. And then they're like, oh, Deadpool's amazing. I'm like, oh, yeah. And then you ask them a question and they're like, oh, I don't know. And you're like, yeah, shut up, bro pool.
Deadpool doesn't care about continuity, so you can jump in and out of that character and you get the so character crazy. And you're fine. You don't need, like, do you know what happened to Deadpool in issue 7? Like, no, I just like Deadpool. Like, that's fair. That's fair. He's just, he's easy. He's easy to, he's, you get him quickly.
I normally don't like the anarchist crazy characters that are, their draw is that just nuttiness that they have about them, but that movie made me like him, so.
Yeah, I really had a good time with it. I loved Colossus.
So good.
That was my favorite part of the film.
Right.
Like, I'm geeking out about Colossus. Everybody loves Deadpool. I'm like,
I was like, oh my God, he's Russian.
That.
Oh my God. Listen to that glorious accent.
That, like.
4 or 5 moments.
What?
You don't have to wake up a hero. Brush your teeth a hero. It just takes 4 or 5 moments.
Yeah.
So did you buy it on digital last week?
I bought it on digital, not thinking about when it came out normally.
You bought it the day before, didn't you?
I did, like Tuesday night after I got home. I was like, I want to watch Deadpool. And about 20 minutes in, I went, it comes out tomorrow, doesn't it? Damn it.
Oh, it would have been Monday night because it came out on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was Monday night.
Oh, that's right, because I think I even saw that on your Facebook because it like shows that you did that.
And now I like, gotta find somebody to lend me the extra disc so I can watch the special features because the Amazon version didn't. There's no. It was just a movie.
Like, oh, there was no special
features. No, I.
Oh, bummer.
No. I have a relevant question since you know.
Sure.
Stinger scene is obviously the most important in every movie. Who's your choice for Cable?
Oh, that's a good question.
That dude from Avatar.
Lang Scott. Is that his name?
Lance. No, that's you. No, you're Lance Scott.
Yes, I'm Lance Scott.
No, you're my not, choice is you're Lance
not,
Scott.
So you're not Cable.
No.
For anyone who doesn't know me, that's not it at all.
If Ron Perlman wouldn't have been such a bitchin' awesome Hellboy, I'd say Ron Perlman.
But I mean.
I love Ron Perlman, but I think he's too old for the character now.
I agree.
The guy that I want might even be too old for it, but. Please don't do Dolph Lundgren or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Neither of them. Like, Dolph Lundgren's not big enough anymore. He's, like, real skinny built now. He's not, like, huge Dolph, like he used to.
No, he wants... He's campaigning.
He's the Punisher.
No.
He's also got a degree in, like, physics or some shit. Chemistry or something. He's, like, crazy smart.
He's smart, sure.
Yeah.
And snap your neck like a twig.
Sure. Yeah.
Whatever. Or poison you with some poison you've never heard of.
Right? Mix something in the back and just, you know, do something weird to you.
I don't know. Pick some guy. The guy. I don't know any actor's names. But the guy, he's on, it's called Last Ship. I think it's on Hulu or something. It's kind of like Walking Dead happens, like some thing poisons.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
Virus spreads and the main guy that's on it, the main captain, he's got white hair and kind of square jaw. He's on, I think you might have seen him. He might have been on Grey's Anatomy.
What?
Actually,
the guy who played Mark Sloan on Grey's Anatomy is a pretty square draw. He would be all right.
That might have been the guy that I'm talking about.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
The meeting of the minds right there.
McSteamy?
I think it's that guy.
Oh, really? It is actually sure that guy?
Hold on, let me look
at it. All right. Because that's pretty funny if it is. It's not McDreamy. It's McSteamy. Let me see.
Make sure you turn here too, because I've known
that guy.
No clue.
That might be him.
Let me see.
I don't know.
Come on, let me find
I'm used to
IMDb.
Seeing him with a beard. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I'm pretty excited. Who do you want, Lance?
I don't have as much of a preference.
Weak.
I mean, pretty much everyone you guys said I've seen, and I'm like, oh yeah, they'd all do their own good take of it. I try not to get too
right.
too picky about actors. I assume every actor is going to take something and make it good. So
that's true. All right, well, go check out Deadpool. I loved every moment. It was ridiculous. Yep. That was the first time
Dr. Mark Sloan.
It was
138 Sweet. Episodes.
Yep, I want that guy.
Let me see.
Back up.
You're so slow.
I want I really just want the sequel to be just as good. And I don't want it to be X-Force yet. Not yet. So
it's gotta have Cable in it though.
I know.
Yeah, no, it has to.
Can I like I don't want to do spoilers for people who haven't seen it yet, but I'm pretty sure everyone here has.
I was just going to say.
For Deadpool?
Deadpool's.
Yeah.
Just go. What Deadpool's spoilers February. Are there
for Deadpool? Freaking Bob. That was the best cameo.
Oh, yeah. And they're, technically not even supposed to have him, right?
Right. He's supposed to be in the Marvel universe.
They fought on at the end?
Yeah, it doesn't look like a
helicarrier. No, that totally, wasn't a helicarrier at all.
No, not a helicarrier.
Totally not a helicarrier. Nope. So
I mean, and also, I mean, the Stinger, he walks out talking about, like, you know, Samuel Jackson and
right
as Nick Fury and stuff.
Right.
Like, all stuff
except
not,
that he's totally in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally the ending to Ferris Bueller. Yeah. Everybody loved it. Like, were you like, how many people in this audience were young enough to know who Ferris Bueller is to get this reference?
Yeah.
Okay.
The
cool.
Deadpool movie.
That's
had
what I was.
Every diverse bit of random humor that is in a Deadpool book. Like,
right.
Silly, crazy, gross, teenage fart joke. Like, every kind of humor that has
right.
made up Deadpool over 25 years, they fit into the movie.
Definitely true.
It
crazy. All right, moving on. We're gonna go to TV for a moment. Well, sort of TV.
Daredevil.
It's Netflix TV.
Daredevil.
Talk about Daredevil.
Daredevil is amazing. That's I didn't even read comics before I watched Daredevil, and it was amazing.
We know.
I'm gonna continue
right,
to say
noob.
It just for you, Chip. Just for you. All the time. And it was fantastic. And the second season hits it out of the park and is...
Do you even know who the Punisher is?
Ha. Huh.
What's his name?
Frank Castle.
I wish Microchip would have been in it.
His name was on that CD.
I know.
Micro.
Yeah, that was cool.
I mean, there's a lot of cool little things.
Right. The Easter eggs in the season were really good, too. I really enjoyed Elektra. I think this is definitely the best Elektra we've seen.
Scary, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely the best one.
Yeah.
A little weird, but not.
I love
I
how
we'll
they...
I think we'll get the more traditional one in the next season.
I agree. I feel that the hand was done very well. Like, how they brought... Like, how
yeah.
they even talked about it.
Yeah.
They brought it in. They talked about... Stick was bitching.
Literally, sometimes.
Yeah. Well, literally was bitching.
That guy's a jerk.
Yeah,
really
kinda.
Is. Really is.
Right. So
the cat, like everything, like
I thought
it might slip because the showrunner changed, and like they would just kind of like, all right, we got everybody's attention, we can cut corners now, and no, they don't. Like the dialogue is sharp, and like you care about the characters, and I just want to sit there and listen to them just talk in the bar, and shoot.
I just want to. Like, I just want to hang out with the gladiator.
That guy's awesome.
I know, right?
Some of his scenes were like the best parts. Like,
yeah.
They're just fun little parts.
I love that he made his comic like outfit, and he had it like on underneath, or he was showing it to him or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It was awesome.
He
I was like, what?
Yeah, that was
look at
cool.
the yellow and blue.
And every time he gets angry, he picks up the saw blades and stuff. And
I know. So good.
Can we do a late breaking interjection?
Sure.
Michael B. Jordan has been cast in Black Panther.
Okay.
I don't know. That's fine.
From Fantastic Four.
The Human Torch. the next movie's probably never, ever going to get made.
Correct. Jeez. All right.
Sorry.
So,
I don't know who he plays, but hey, he's a good actor. I like him.
I do too.
Anyway, back to Daredevil.
He was good on Parenthood as well. So yeah, Daredevil, pretty bitchin'. I loved that they brought they swung Kingpin back in. They brought like it kind of went full circle back
that's
in.
Huge spoilers.
They like
huge spoilers.
Not really. It was like halfway through the season.
Yeah, but you don't see him at all. You don't even know.
Oh, and it, but
like, you don't even know, and then the reveal.
Oh, and it's
which
so good.
Everybody's like, "Meh, watch out for the weightlifting." I'm like, okay, like I don't know. The Kingpin really wasn't even the best part of the season.
No, but it was cool. I think it was cool that they just went full circle back and brought him
in.
It
was cool that they had him in there. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Like, how do they keep anything secret in Hollywood? Especially for as much as he was in it.
Right.
It was kind of surprising.
I really thought it was weird how much Karen Page had FaceTime in this season.
They're evolving her. She's
not
just Daredevil's girlfriend. She's...
Right.
Full-on investigative reporter.
Yeah, it's weird, like, right?
You know, she's She's a smart chick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. All right. Moving on. Batman versus Superman. Moving on.
Wait. I have it. It's right here. Right. It is.
I have yet to see it.
Oh, look at the spikes in the sand. Oh, that's man. It's not as bad as the internet says, but it is.
It has
some glaring faults.
There are people that like this movie for the wrong reasons, and there are people that like this movie for the right reasons. But either way, it is not terrible, but it is not the best movie that ever watched.
That is terrible.
I think it's better than like
it's not like what was it on Rotten Tomatoes, like 19%? It is not that bad.
Oh no, it's a lot higher than that now. I think it's like around like a 40.
I'll find out.
Yeah. I think it was on there the other day looking at it.
Poo poo on it tomorrow. I'll look it up.
I just there were things like,
what did you like about it? Let's start there.
What I liked about it, I liked Wonder Woman.
Yeah, solid.
She was solid the whole time. They used her as a plot point, which was kind of disappointing. Like a plot pushing.
They used her to watch YouTube.
Yeah.
That was weird.
And to do the steal the information and build that whole information thing so that they could basically set up Justice League with it. But she was awesome. Fight scene was great. She looked good. She looked a lot better than I thought she was going to.
She was like a Marvel character in a DC movie.
Yeah, it was weird.
She was fun and like,
right.
Like you think she's like they crack one joke in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys need to not take yourself so seriously.
Right.
And maybe not
put go ahead.
Maybe not put the one joke in the trailer so people know, like.
Right.
Oh, I could go into, like, that's the thing. Like, every best moment of every scene
was in the
literally
trailer.
Is in the trailer.
Yep.
And you get all of the story
mm-hmm.
beat for beat in the trailer.
Yep.
So when you get to that in the movie, you're like, I already seen this.
Right.
I'm like, where's the better stuff? And it's just not there.
Yeah. I really liked how they fleshed out Superman more than the first movie. But then they really didn't like they were like, oh, we're going to develop him. And then like the way they edited it was just weird. I was like, seriously? Come on. I really liked Alfred. I like Jeremy Irons as Alfred.
I didn't.
Really?
You know, I want...
You want him to be older than him? He'd been, like, dead at Ben Affleck's age. Come on.
previous Alfred from the last movie. Like, I like that wise... He's seen stuff, but he's not this, like, grizzled, hard-ass mechanic. Like, I don't...
It was very Earth 1-y Alfred in this one.
Very Earth 1 Alfred.
Yeah.
And I didn't care for that Alfred either.
I like that Alfred. Like, the gun-toting ex-MI5. Yeah, it was awesome. Just,
I don't know. I like him being this warm father figure that... was MI6 at one point, but he's not, you know, hard ass anymore. He's just
right.
Takes care of stuff and like, hey, need to replace these masks because they're broke.
Right.
Not like
that Alfred exists. The like hard ass.
Yeah. Go read Batman Earth 1, both volumes.
Yeah. It's
okay. Gotta like, do that.
Super good.
Kinda
Jeff
even,
Johns.
Kind of even looks like Jeremy Irons.
It's what? Jeff Johns and Gary Frank?
Gary Frank, yeah.
It's super good. I didn't really give a shit about the the sneak preview of the Justice League guys. I thought Aquaman looked cool.
That should have been like,
but that was it.
That should have been a DVD extra. It was shoehorned into the movie, like, or an end credit. Like, hey,
oh, that would have been cool. Thing. Yeah,
and like the let's do the Justice League should have been like the second stinger at the end of the credits.
Right,
like in the middle of the credits, you stop and show us like the weird.
Like her finally getting the file.
Yeah, like we get to watch that.
Yeah.
Like that would have, and then it wouldn't have interrupted the pacing of the film.
Yeah. It was just very awkward. Like, I didn't like the pacing. I thought it was real slow at certain times and real fast at other, and then most of it, like, just didn't feel right at all. But I did like the darkness to it. I liked the fact that it was a very dark Batman. I didn't
Batman's
like.
Batman's always dark.
But.
There has not been a non-dark Batman.
But I don't like...
In
I didn't years. Like the Batman they did because he wasn't a good detective.
Oh, the Begins, Dark Knight, Batman.
I like that one because he was slightly better, better as detective like than Batfleck. Because
you don't think he's detective-y?
I don't think Batfleck was as detective-y or as good as a detective. He let Wonder Woman get him up twice.
But it's Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but she's not Catwoman.
She's been around longer. She's Wonder Woman. She can be better detective than Batman. She's got more experience. So you said they set up this fight.
I know.
Superman, Batman. How do they resolve that fight? How does that fight end?
With a 600-year-old woman.
Why do you keep saying that name?
Right.
What's your mother's name?
Right.
All
right,
we're best friends now.
Oh, crap. We're both sons of Martha?
Go watch the How It Should Have Ended.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen it yet. God. I want to real bad.
You should stop right now and watch it.
It's just Step Brothers. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
It's literally
the funniest thing.
Is it better than the real movie?
On every level.
Okay. I mean, is that really that hard?
So, all right. So let's stop talking about the crap. Let's talk about a better movie.
Well, let me say positive things.
Okay, positive things.
I liked the cast. It's like even the weird Luther thing. I didn't like that representation. But the cast in the movie was fantastic.
Everybody, I agree.
What they had to work with. Everybody was good. Batfleck, yeah. Cavill.
I thought Ben Affleck was a really good Bruce Wayne. Like, all the Bruce Wayne scenes were very well written, but I just thought his Batman scenes were not.
They cast the movie fantastically. The script needs to not be so sad and dark. And like if you may not want to do what Marvel does because you want to be different, but you're always going to be in second place if you do that.
Correct. All right, so last movie we're going to talk about that we've seen is Captain America Civil War.
That's so still relevant, kind of more.
It is.
So,
it's way still relevant.
Like last week, wasn't it? The week before? No, it's been
a while. No, it's last week. It was came out Free Comic Day. We just got to see it like almost a week early.
Oh, right.
So.
Brag.
Alpha nerds.
So how good is it? Tell me.
Still haven't seen it.
I still have not seen it. Some.
Well, maybe if one of the guys who said, "Hey, let's go to the movies on random Sundays," after since then, you maybe say yes, and then you get to see Captain America.
Maybe. Text me and yell at me, and when I'm not responding to your texts.
Maybe if I'm not busy, you should totally ask me too, and we can go to the theater that like has the recliners.
That's
in
where
it.
I wanted to go twice.
What?
Nobody said yes.
Ask me.
Given it was very last minute and day of, so I totally understand.
Fair enough.
And last week was Mother's Day.
Okay.
So I totally don't blame you.
What was everyone doing Sunday?
Dude, my mom's been dead for years. I would totally would have went with you.
We'll talk about this later.
I didn't do anything. I hung out with my wife. It was fine. We had fun.
Good movie.
It's very good.
Should have been called Avengers 3.
You know. Yeah, because it definitely, like, there were parts where it was like, oh, this is totally an Avengers feel. And then it's like, oh, never mind. We're back to Cap now. Like, it just,
it
felt
was
weirdly
like
choppy. Like, the flow I thought was weirdly choppy, but it made sense because it was like Cap side, Iron Man side, Cap side,
it was like
Avengers side.
60%.
So
60%. From the Cap perspective, and maybe even more, and like 40% or less from Iron Man's side. It might have only been 30%,
right.
But it was skewed towards Cap because it was his movie, but
right.
It was still, what is each side doing, why they're doing what they're doing.
So one of my favorite things to do, and I've only recently started doing this,
sure,
when looking at these movies, is I like to ask people like you and say, how did it live up to your expectation based on the comic? And how did it live up to your expectations based on the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Based on the comic, you can't really, go.
They're not playing with the same number of parts and setup.
Yeah, because there's a lot of very key missing people. Like, all of the Heroes for Hire weren't in it. The X-Men weren't in it.
You don't have the X-Men.
The Fantastic Four weren't in it.
They just have less moving parts. They set it up well and translated the concept with the characters that they had very well.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I'm looking for.
Still dealing with the key issues that, you know, caused the conflict in Civil War. Like, it was the same reasons.
But with I think it kept the same Marvel Cinematic Universe vibe going. It felt, a part of me was like, I'm dumb for thinking this, but the other part of me is like, no, nah, really. Kind of felt kind of Age of Ultron-y, where it was like a bridge movie. Like, this movie bridged into what will be Infinity Gauntlet, like, or Infinity War, whatever the hell they're calling it. To me, it felt very bridgey to that next step, because it was the first movie for Phase 3. So,
well, it's kind of what Civil War did, like the comic book. Like, it set up, like, it set up a lot of stuff, and a lot of things spilled out of it and ran for a couple years.
Oh, yeah, because it did after. Avengers Initiative, and then it did our Secret Invasion, which then led into Dark Reign, which then led into Heroes Reborn. Yeah, it was very much so.
What?
Or not Heroes Reborn.
That's a couple decades.
It was Heroes. Not Heroes Return. That was the one that was.
That was Reborn Return. That's 90s.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember what it was called. It was like, oh, the Heroic Age. That was it.
That was weird.
Yeah. And then it, you know, went into whatever they're doing now. But it was all these key things, and then that's where you found out about the Illuminati and everything. So I'm, like, really curious, eventually, once all these movie companies, like, get everything going real well, and, like, everything's really starting to move, if we're going to see the Illuminati movie. Like, you'll see the Fox, Professor X, and Reed Richards, and then you'll see Doctor Strange and Black Panther and Cap and Iron Man. Like, will you see all of that together? We'll see. Be kind of cool, though, right? I'm just saying.
Man, Marvel's going to have to get it all back, because I don't think everybody wants to play nice. But Sony played nice, and
it worked out really well.
Yeah, they
Spider-Man was, like, probably one of my favorite parts of the movie. My
favorite and closest, most spot-on representation on film of Spider-Man.
And yeah, from what I understand, everyone's stoked for the movie. That's not even necessarily confirmed yet.
Well, I think this is the first time they did both well at Spider-Man and Peter Parker. Like, before, you had, like, a pretty good Peter Parker and a shitty Spider-Man, and then a shitty Peter Parker and a decent Spider-Man. And this is the first time they both kind of merged well. So,
it's more, in my opinion, true to what Peter Parker was at that, the age that they have him, and the banter and the suit, and like him and his aunt's relationship. And it's not like, let's just make him a hipster skateboarder dude and that's how we explain how he has gymnast skills. And they're just like, it's Peter Parker, he got bit by a spider,
right?
Just kind of allude to his origin, and hey, guess what, we're moving on.
Right.
Like, that's the...
Thank God. I don't need another origin movie.
Spider-Man will now make money and make lots of money and be rewatched many times, many more times now.
I agree.
Because of Marvel fixing him.
I wasn't actually super excited about the final battle, but I thought the previous battle where everybody gets to fight was awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty
good. Yeah. And I really like the Scarlet Witch Vision relationship in this. Like, they really started to play on that a lot, which
they
was
did
cool.
Subtly, like, they didn't go into it a lot because they didn't have, you know, the movie is already really long,
right?
And they just kind of, what little there is between Scarlet Witch and the Vision is kind of like it would be in the comics,
right?
As they're coming together, and you can see her reasons for latching onto a robot man.
I really like our joint theory, though, about like, there's this whole scene where, like, the Vision keeps, like, talking about the gem in his head, and he's like, I don't know what this is.
I love that.
So,
like,
so you and I were talking about this, like, right after we watch it, and we're like, maybe that's what's gonna happen. He, like, Thanos will come and be like, I need this gem, pull it out, kill Vision. Scarlet Witch goes nuts, and a whole M-Day event style thing is going to happen. I really think that would be cool. Do you not remember talking about that?
Not that.
Or do you just not think it would be that cool?
The M-Day stuff. No, I think it would be more of her, like, if Thanos does rip that thing out, he's going to die, but then her weird hex powers are going to bring him back, and then somehow we're going to get into the whole, oh, look at that, it's Wiccan and Hulkling. How did that happen? And we, like, it could, based on where the character is at the end of this movie, like, I could see it going down towards that path of M-Day.
Right.
Like, for sure. It's just, it's going to depend on how attached she gets to the Vision by the time Thanos shows up.
Right.
So,
I definitely think it's going to be good, though.
But there are no mutants, so doing that wouldn't really work.
Right.
All the mutants, and then Marvel owns X-Men.
No more Inhumans.
Yeah.
That doesn't have the same ring.
I know. All right, so we have a few more minutes left, so I'm just going to ask, because this movie's coming out in like a week. So what are your predictions for Age of Apocalypse?
Because
all the reviews already, I've seen.
There's reviews that I haven't seen the reviews, but people are like, uh-oh.
Yeah, all the reviews I've seen is like Batman, Superman bad.
Wow.
Well, then that's not that bad. When that's pretty much what I
heard. Initial wave.
Or worse.
Yeah, that's the initial wave of Batman, Superman.
Critical.
Pretty much what I expect from Bryan Singer when he touches the X-Men. So it's
not but Days of Future Past was really good.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I totally thought it was a lot better than, like, it was a lot better than
it
than regular First Class.
No.
It was better than 3.
X-Men First Class was the only X-Men movie that felt like an X, like, from the comics, Chris Claremont, like, X-Men vibe to it. The other one's just that weird. Here's all your favorite characters. There's Wolverine and Storm because you like those actors.
I mean,
I really like Days of Future Past.
I thought Days of Future Past was good as well. I felt like it fixed all of the just
problems.
Everything. Yeah, just everything.
And then broke things in other fashions.
Well, that's how we got the Deadpool movie. So there you go.
Yes. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so. I don't know. I thought Days of Future Past was trying to dig out of a hole that they made for themselves, and I thought it was doing a good job.
Should have just rebooted and cast the original, everybody as the original X-Men, and not like, Havoc, and this other guy from X-Factor that you've never heard of. And
Banshee?
Like, oh. There's Angel, only it's a pixie, and like, yeah.
Right.
Like, just wait. If they'd have just gone forward from there.
Talking about Darwin?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was X-Factor way late.
Like, yeah, well, he was like mid-range, and then he came back in the end. And but you're talking the middle X-Factor, the Peter David one, the first Peter David one.
Yeah.
But how do you kill Darwin?
That didn't make any sense.
It didn't make any
Darwin.
Sense.
Darwin, like, how is he dead? Like, I don't
understand. Yeah, that didn't make any sense to me. But I really liked Azazel, though. That was pretty good in there.
They did really good with that character.
Yeah.
Like, and what's his name? Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
The bad guy? That's
Sebastian
an X-Men.
Shaw.
That guy, if he went on to do something else, that director, like, if they would have kept him, the X-Men franchise would be more stable than it is now.
Right. I don't know. I'm going to go see it. I'm a big fan of Archangel. And
the characters they have this time look good, but I'm hearing they're not as... They're just, here they are.
Yeah, it's like... All
right.
And, like...
The cast looks good.
Psylocke. Olivia Munn is Psylocke.
Still holding out my opinion on that. I'm not convinced.
I just like the fact that she's wearing the actual outfit.
Except for the top.
That's kind of cool.
Like they changed it. Like, it looks traditional, and then there's a weird, like, bodice top.
It's right here. It needs to be lower cut.
Weird.
Like,
yeah, I don't...
It's not as V.
Probably better.
It's not a deep V. It's a shallow V.
Better for the actress, probably.
Right.
Wearing that than what...
Less
the
fallouts.
What, yes, probably.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's a little more, like, swimsuit-y than... Psylocke-y. I don't know.
I'm hoping it's good.
Me too.
I was feeling good about what they were doing with it, and then I got all these all the reviews that say it's like the worst, and I'm like, no, they were doing pretty good.
Yep.
I will see it and form my own opinion.
Fair.
And we.
So how do we think Supergirl is going to go on the CW now?
I think it'll be better.
I do too.
I think
it did
well enough that I think people like it. I think once it goes over there, and I think it will be more consistent.
I agree.
To hopefully somebody from The Flash is involved.
Well, I mean, they can open that door now. So
people say the Arrow's slipping. I've heard a lot more grumbly about, man, I don't really like Arrow anymore.
The first part of this season was pretty good, and then it just got real weird.
I have heard more customers complain about Arrow than I've
I thought last season was really bad.
The first three seasons of Arrow, people would not shut up about how much they loved it. And I'm like, I can't. I don't like it.
Yeah, but then they turned him into Batman for season four.
Yeah.
And it was I've
heard more about that than I've heard about Batman Superman. It's crazy. Yeah,
like, season four was basically Bride of the Demon.
You know what's going to be funny is I'm going to watch, like, season four and five and love it.
I know you are. It's going to be bad. I'm going to have to,
like, go watch it now.
I'm going to be like, blah. Like, this is horrible.
I'm like, what? It's really good, man.
Yeah.
It's so nuanced.
In the same way, I am pretty sad that they canceled Agent Carter and Castle as well.
Yeah, I just heard.
You know what? There's good news, bad news with Castle.
Sure. What is it?
They canceled Castle. That's the bad news.
Yeah.
The good news is they canceled Castle. So now Nathan Fillion's not doing anything. Kickstarter, Firefly, maybe?
Maybe that's why he's been wearing the shirts all the time.
I don't know.
Like, trying to kickstart the shirt.
It was like, I thought Castle was coming back because they kind of hit a different vibe and a different setup. And I was like, all right, if you phase out his wife and go into him just being a private eye, I was like, I think they found something, but they just gave up on it.
Apparently no one cares without her.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, like,
I was off put when they said she was leaving and it would seem weird under whatever circumstances, but the show with her in it less and just him, it could have flown. Like,
I haven't really watched it since like season three, so
it's been dipped. Like, yeah.
It's like Bones. It goes up and down.
Yeah, it was doing like that.
Good season, bad season.
I want it to be there, and I'll watch it, and like sometimes I was getting bored, but this current season kept me more engaged.
Yeah,
so.
I heard about Agent Carter, and I couldn't believe it. Like, I thought somebody was pulling my leg over that. Yeah. Like,
raise your hand if you watched season two. All of season two.
I did.
So that's one.
Right. I didn't. A lot of people, I don't think, tuned in for it.
I was a little turned off by how they portrayed Madame Mask.
Oh, I didn't see. But, I didn't watch first season either. So,
well, she was only in season two.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. And it was a little weird, but like, it played into some of the stuff that they're doing in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which worked out pretty well. But it wasn't as tie-in as the first season. Like, the first season was like real tie-in to the other show. This one felt a little more loose, so it wasn't as good. But there was a lot more Howard Stark, which was good. And I love Howard Stark because he's hilarious.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just connected to Cap 3.
Oh, really?
Hardcore. Right at the beginning of the episode, it connects.
Oh, I haven't seen this week's episode yet.
Right in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just like, jeez. Hey, yep, that's happening at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, they move on past it and do their thing.
Jeez.
But
I thought it was cool, like, all the cutscenes they used in Cap, like the when they were like in Washington D.C. and you see like the Triskelion like crashing.
Oh, yeah. And it was from a different angle too that I don't think was actually in the movie, but
yeah, and they just used all these cutscenes and stuff from all the old ones. It was cool.
Oh, I think what was it? The spinoff from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Hunter and Mockingbird.
Oh, that got canceled too.
I don't think they're going after that either.
Yeah, they said no.
You just wrote those guys out of the show. No, they're the best part.
Oopsie-daisy.
Right. Well, maybe they'll put her in. Maybe they'll actually use her in a movie now, or on Netflix. She could go there.
That she'd probably,
be like showing Mockingbird with like Daredevil and like the rest of the Heroes for Hire.
No, that doesn't fit. Don't do it. I like Mockingbird. I like that actress, but don't. No.
It'd be cool for a cameo.
I'm super excited about the like Marvel Cinematic Television Universe. Like, I think
Netflix,
that's
the Netflix universe.
Yeah, the Netflix universe. It's gonna be so good. Like, I just like I like Jessica Jones. It was pretty good. Daredevil's fantastic. I'm excited for Luke Cage. So.
Right. Cool.
Do you even know who Luke Cage is?
We're gonna fight.
Who's Luke Cage?
Power.
So
what's his tagline? What's his favorite saying?
I don't know.
Oh,
really? Sweet Christmas. Jeez.
Oh, it is Sweet Christmas. Man. I actually kind of knew that, but I didn't know it enough to say it.
So
I'm start testing.
So,
I was talking with
the other day, and we were talking about Jessica Jones, and we were like, I can't believe they had the butt sex scene in there. And I'm like, yep, like totally in there right from the book where she's like, it's cool. I can take it. And then they break the bed. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that was necessarily that kind of. It was just the strength with which he was doing his thing.
See, I think they played it both ways, but I there was always joked like about just, like that in the book.
You're imposing something. No, on it was always you've read the comic.
Right. Yeah.
That was definitely one. Like when I think about Alias.
Yeah.
That scene that you're describing is that's the thing that sticks in my head.
Yeah.
Set the tone for the series. So
right. Well, she was the first Marvel character to ever drop the F bomb in a comic, ever.
Oh.
So I didn't know that.
Trivia. Winner. So, all right, cool. Well, thanks a lot, guys, for being on this with me. And, yeah, we're going to try to bring them back and do them at least bi-weekly, hopefully. We are still pretty busy, but make sure you guys stop out for Three Rivers next weekend. And
come get your tickets. Get your tickets.
We have the Memorial Day cookout at Cranberry the week after that. The week after that one is the Million Comics sale. Up in Elwood, we're opening all three buildings.
Don't tell them about the other thing. Don't tell them. Tell them yet. It's too far away.
All right. Well, if you haven't stopped in since free comic day, come in and get a green flyer. Yeah. That's all I'm going to tell you.
It's our 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
That's your hint. What?
It's pretty crazy.
I'm not being specific.
Look, ask for that flyer.
Yeah.
Ask for
Find that flyer.
Find out what the deal is.
It's so good.
It is.
So good.
It makes up for not having sales on Free Comic Day. Totally. I think so. You don't?
No. It's
oh, okay.
As a customer, I think they're going to love it.
Fair enough.
But, yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
Peace.
Bye.